If you open your Bibles, let's spend some time in the Word. Holy Spirit, you are so good. Thank you, Lord. We honor you, Jesus. You are so good. You're so good, Lord. You're so good. You're so good, Holy Spirit. You're so good. You're so good. Father, I pray in the next couple of minutes, the things that I can't say, the things maybe my brain can't transfer to these, your sons and your daughters, that I pray in the next couple of minutes that you would be able to transfer it, Lord. Lord, you teach us, lead us, guide us. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, Father. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the kingdom. Thank you that you died, you rose, and you coming again. Hallelujah. You coming again, and your word says, everyone with this eager expectation will keep themselves pure. So Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, this morning you would sanctify your church. You would sanctify us, Lord. You would break our hearts for the things that break our hearts. Break our hearts for the things that breaks your heart. Make us allergic to the deeds of darkness. The enemy has been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. So we lift our voice in victory. We thank you, God, that resurrection is real so we could live a life of victory. Lord, I pray for everyone here today struggling to trust you. I pray for a fresh revelation, just like you've done to my with my heart. Do it with each of our hearts here today. We love you, Father. We love you, Lord, and we honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. God's people said. I also want to take this time to say welcome to Eric. Welcome back to Eric. Welcome back to Eric. You know, I mean, I know he's back under some stressful circumstances, but I'm glad things are working out. But yeah, welcome back, brother. Where's the wife? Oh yeah, she's with the kids. All right. Erica, no, not Erica. Michela, it's good to see you too. I know how it is, you know. I mean, I can only imagine the same thing for Kellish over there. You know, for the husband being gone for 9 months or a couple years, you've been through it. You know, a lot of you ladies, your husband were in the military. You raised your kid by yourself. I mean, you know, hats off. It's I can only imagine. So it's good to have you back, brother. So, if you open your Bibles this morning, I want to take the next couple of minutes to talk to you about what Jesus said. I am alive forever. Jesus lived so we could live. We sing this song. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. The problem is if we're not living in Christ, tomorrow will kill us. Kill him. You got this demon every day that's waiting for you to wake up. Be like, we're going to kill him. But then, if... Seriously, I'm serious. You got demons waiting on you, especially if you have made a decision to follow Jesus. If you are serious about following Jesus, Satan don't like you. He doesn't like you. But if you're just like, you know, you go to church, you know, once in a while, never read your Bible, you're not in community, you're not praying, you haven't decided to follow Jesus, the enemy looks at you, is like, oh, he's not a problem. You know, he's just come to church. Just don't worry about him. The enemy, Satan, he have this conference with his top demons. And he's like, don't worry about it. Remember Job? I'll preach that another day. But Jesus is alive. Why? One of the reasons he's alive so we could experience victory. I like this. He rose for real so you could change for real. Guys, if my walk with the Lord is not going from glory to glory, the effect of the resurrection is... I say the resurrection has no effect in my life. The resurrection has no effect in your life if you're not growing in Christ. Amen? That's the truth. If the resurrection, if coming to church today, because I honor all of you, those of you who choose to worship Jesus with us today, thank you for coming. But if you coming here today doesn't draw you closer to God or change your life, I don't want you to waste your time. Because Jesus is coming back. Listen to what it says. He says, Jesus said in John. I said, don't worry about the screen. If you have it, sure. Jesus says from John chapter 11, says, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. You know, recently we've been witnessing a lot of death. Recent years we lost two people who were really dear to us. Three, actually. We lost Philip. We lost Jomel. Ken. Well, notice I'm saying we lost. When someone dies physically, it's our loss. It's heaven's gain if they were in relationship with Jesus. See, what we call, the Catholics do, they call purgatory. You cannot, in French we'll say, this is a good time to practice your French, purgatoire. Right? You cannot pray someone in heaven after they're dead. That's it. The chance you and I have right now is right now, today, this moment. To search our hearts, are you packed? Are you ready to die? But thank God the enemy has been defeated. Even death. Guys, I was thinking about it this week again. I'm like, I was meditating on the resurrection. Even for the fact to have victory over death, I would accept Jesus. Even if, I would hear, Jesus, you know what? Jesus, when you die physically, if you are in Christ, you get to live eternally. I'll say, give me Jesus. I would. Because what can you compare to eternity? 80 years, 90 years? You know how short 80 years is? I mean, yesterday I was a brand new baby. Now I'm almost 50. You know, it's like, come on, time. I was a brand new baby. What's happening? Now I'm almost 50 years old. And then not only that, I can't even play my little soccer. I mean, sprint. I better not try to run with Ryan because he's outrunning me. I should try to arm wrestle him. Yeah, I might still have it. But but every day we wake up, we are moving towards the grave. But thank God that Jesus came to overcome the grave. Oh my goodness, guys. He came and he overcome the grave. Do you know one of the things people are afraid of? Is death. Man, I remember when I was growing up, these guys can testify, because growing up in Haiti, they told me you can never play with your shadow. You remember that? You can never play with your shadow. Or when you go to a cemetery, you never jump on, you know, like the tombstone. You never jump on this tombstone because the ghost is going to haunt you. So I grew up with this. I mean, when I go to the cemetery, man, I never walk over where the person is buried. When I was a kid, all right? Playing with my shadow. And I remember that one time, me and my siblings, we had this big fire going. We playing, singing, you know, at night out in the country at my grandma's house. And there was some light and I'm playing with my shadow, you know. I'm playing. And then one of my aunt came and was like, spanking me. You can't do that. You know what? I'm like, why? That night, guys, man, I had all kinds of demons running after me. It's in my mind. They planted that in my mind. I never played with my shadow until I grew up. You know? Death is the common denominator of every mankind. Why are we afraid of death? Jesus said in Revelation chapter 1:18, he says, I am the living one. I die, but look, I'm alive forever and ever. Yes. Greatest day in history. Jesus is the only God who came from heaven to earth and died for his people. Every other God died, their bones still in the grave. Not our God. See, that in itself should give you hope. And I like what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54. It says, then, when your dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will fulfill. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Every day you look at your life. I look at my knee, my leg. I can't really play soccer like I used to because, you know, I've got the little movement you do with the ball, you know, and psh, psh, and I'm like, yeah, oh, I can't do it anymore. But in my mind, I still have the move. But my body, I cannot do the move. And I'm not even 95 yet. You know, because it starts really going bad after 95. But it says, oh, death, where's your victory? I want you to read this again. First, maybe you're taking notes. 1 Corinthians 15, 54. It says, then our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die. That's when the scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death. We die because of sin. Adam and Eve screwed it up for us. But thank God that Jesus came. Jesus is the second Adam. You know, that's why we say, oh, you know, we human. But yeah, we human, but I don't live by what I find in my body. Well, I have a debt, but I don't owe my flesh. You have a debt. You don't owe your desires. Uh-huh. So my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. You know, the statement that Jesus lived forever has to do with resurrection. I told you there's three things that a lot of people are meditating on this weekend. The cross, everybody say the cross. Die on the cross. And then the resurrection. Man, let me tell you this. Unless you pick up your cross, you die to yourself, Jesus will never resurrect it in you. And think about this for a moment. That's why a lot of people in the church are struggling to totally surrender to God. Because it's hard to pick up your cross. It's hard to die to yourself. Oh, die to myself. You know how much the world's telling you to love yourself? You know how much the world's telling you to promote yourself? But Jesus is saying, man, anyone who wants to come after me, first of all, must give their right up. Now, that doesn't mean you allow the people to make you a front doormat. That's not what the word is saying. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And that statement claimed that he's the source of both. What? Life and resurrection. Do you know? I'm sure you did know, but let me remind you. Everybody has eternal life. But be careful. There are those who have eternal life in hell and those who have eternal life in heaven. You know, that's this kind of message. That's not something people want to hear at the church. I mean, unless you repent of your sin, John 14, Jesus said, unless you repent and you turn to God, you will perish. And the sad things, you and I, we don't know the day or the time or the hour God will call us home. Living without Christ is kind of, you're taking a risk. But dying without Him, you fill up the blank. Living without Him, every day you do your life, you know, church people, church hurt, you know, the world is appealing, the worries of life, the troubles of life, whatever else we deal with that turns us away from the gospel. And we keep saying no to God. No, no, no. I have time. I'm young. I got to fix this. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for church. I don't have time for God. Living like that, you're taking a risk. But dying. Dying without making Him the Lord of your life. And let me tell you this, my brothers and sisters. Serving Christ is one of the best things that I've ever done. Giving my life to Jesus is one of the best things I've ever done. And I tell you one thing, one of reason. Peace. There's something about Jesus coming and give you peace in the middle of the storm. Give you peace when your child is going crazy. Your child is being disobedient, disrespectful. Giving peace when you invest all of your money, all of your hard work, and then bing, an earthquake happened. And you lost everything. Giving you peace when this pastor, this church leader, this mentor, you were supposed to trust and you did trust, betrayed you. What do you do with that? Am I going to throw away my peace, my trust? Or am I going to be like, you know what? I trust in God, my Savior, the one. He's the author. I'm going to trust you. My brothers and sisters, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, it is impossible to please God without faith. So whatever else we must do, we can do, but without total reliance, dependency. I depend on you, Lord. I trust. And then that's when He comes and gives you that peace that surpasses all understanding. Money cannot buy that. Oh, I wish I had a witness. Oh, money cannot buy that. Oh, there's no, I don't know. I'm out of words. I am speechless. Because when peace comes, Christ is peace, when His peace that surpasses all understanding comes, your heart, the disposition of your heart is, people won't understand you. They might think you crazy. The power of death. Death entered the scene through sin. Death entered the scene through sin. Death entered life, our life, because of Adam and Eve. There's nothing else that makes us so helpless than death. You know, when you look at somebody that died, you go to the viewing. You know, you watch the family cry. You know, for me, as a pastor, there's nothing more help. I mean, nothing make me more helpless than trying to talk to your wife who lost her husband. You know, it's like death in the family. What do you say? Thank God for resurrection. That's why the Bible says we do not mourn. For those of you who lost your loved ones, or, you know, life will happen. When someone died in Christ, yes, we will miss them. We celebrate. I know it's easy to say, but that's the truth. Precious in the sight of the Lord, the passing of His saints. You know, we see society doing everything they can to remain young, right? Because we don't want to die. But let me break it to you again. We all dying every day. But thank God. Thank God for resurrection. Thank God for victory over death. I mean, if you ask me, do I want to die now? Of course not. I'd like to see a grandchild. But am I ready? I bet you bet you. I'm ready. I mean, this week I was thinking about this. I'm like, well, I thank you. Never in my life where I was in so much peace. I'm in peace. I'm at peace with my family. I'm at peace with my marriage. I'm at peace with my children. I'm not saying things are good. There's no problem. That's not what I'm saying. I'm at peace with the church. I'm at peace with everything that's happening in Haiti. It's like, it's crazy stuff. But I'm like, man, I'm so at peace. You know why? Because I let the Prince of Peace in. I made a choice. I made a choice back in November. I said, you know what? I'm not going to deal with stuff I have no control over. Sometimes we try to control things we have no control over. I want to control my kids' choice. I want to control my coworkers' choice. I want to control your choice. You know, even for the church here, I want to be in your mind. I have retired from that. I have. Oh, I'm at peace. I am at peace. Jesus is coming back and I'm going. Let's go. People, get ready. He died so we can live a resurrected life. He died so we could live a resurrected life. Get away with bitterness. Get away with sexual immorality. Get away with backstabbing. Get away with the deeds of darkness. You know what Jesus did when he came? He destroyed the work of the enemy. Do you know the work of the enemy? Let me remind you. Kill. Help me out. Kill. Steal. And destroy. So Satan wants to kill you. He wants to steal your joy. He wants you to be miserable. He wants you to have no relationship. He wants you to be poor in relationship. He wants fathers to fight mothers. He wants children to be at each other. He wants neighbors. Maybe you have one of them. But he wants neighbors to be like. Let me remind you, if you walk in the light, you follower of Jesus, your neighbors or not, they have nothing to offer you. You have everything to offer them. You have everything to offer them. When they park in front of your door, bless them. It's a good time to pray for their car. Oh, Jesus, I pray for my neighbor. I don't know what they're going through, Father. This is something I've done. Because I remember that one time we've got this beautiful neighbor. They don't like us when we park, not in front of their house, but like a quarter, a little bit by their house. You know, sometimes when we have a lot of people, that one time, one of the neighbor parked their car almost by my driveway. Man, I take that opportunity. I say, Jesus, I bless my neighbor. Whatever they're going through, only you can help them. But you know what really I wanted to do? I wanted to take my truck and my trailer and put it in front of their mailbox. Thank you, Lord, for grace. But I didn't do it. That's what I wanted to do. You know? But I start praying. I think me and Ryan, we had a conversation one day. A couple months later, the same thing happened. And Ryan's like, and Ryan parked over there. I said, Ryan, come here, son. I said, you know what? We're going to take this opportunity. Don't be like that. Let's not. Because we live in this world, but we don't carry the spirit of the world. That's what will make the difference in your life. You know, you are salt to this world. But if your salt has no savor, of course, that's why the world is just, it's just, what's the word? Pourri, what's that word? Rotted. 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 The world is rotted. The world is rotted. Why? Because the salt is not doing its work. We have to offer. Christ died. He says, I'm alive. And this morning he's telling you, I'm alive. You know why? You can live too. You can live the power of the gospel. We can live Easter Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, next month, and the month after, the month after, the month after. Come next year again. We're growing from glory to glory, guys. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. You know, death, he conquered it. He said, I conquered death. So therefore you can live. This morning, I don't know where you're at. I really don't know where you're at. But I'm going to encourage everybody here. I'm going to ask, where's Dan? I'm going to ask Dan. We're going to do something, just something very simple. We're going to ask, I'm going to ask everybody to ask the Lord in your heart again. You know, and if this is your first time you pray this prayer, come talk to me. Or find somebody here, talk to them. But this is a good time, good moment to invite the Lord in our hearts again. To say, Father, I open. Come on, let's pray this together. Lord, I opened up. I ask you in my heart. I thank you for the sacrifice on the cross. Today, you live so I might live. Forgive my sins. I open my heart. And I receive you. Forgive me, Lord. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you came. And if you prayed, if you're sincere about this prayer, and I want you to just talk to him, begin to thank him for the wonderful cross. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless you this morning. We thank you that you live so we could live. We thank you that you live. You are the resurrected King in our lives. And therefore the grave, I pray in the name of Jesus that the grave, the dead section in our hearts, the dead parts in our hearts, Lord, would come alive. Would come alive. The dead part in our mind would come alive. Let's take this moment between you and the Lord right now. Roxy, can you help me sing that song? Wonderful Cross. As you guys give an answer to the word of the Lord. See you. Lord, we honor you. Thank you. Thank you that you love the world. You love me, Ricardo, so much that you gave. And this season, we celebrate what you've done. It says in John 3:17 that God did not send his son to condemn, but he sent him so we could have life. We thank you, God, that Jesus lived, and because he lived, we can face tomorrow. As you stand, I'll invite you, just put your hands up like this as a sign of surrender. Lord, we don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know what this evening brings. But we put our hands up. We raise our hands. We say, Father, like a child is reaching out to his mama, we reach out to you to say, Lord, we trust you. We trust you. We let go everything that is holding us down. Like it says in Hebrews 12:1, says lay aside every weight. We lay them aside, especially sin that entangles us. And we fix our eyes on the cross today. Thank you that the enemy has been defeated. Lord, this morning we step on what you've done on the cross. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. God, I pray that you bless this congregation. Thank you for gathering here with us, Lord. Thank you for everything that was done here today. Let your kingdom come in our midst. As we go forth from this place, may the peace of Christ, the favor of Christ, the grace of Christ Jesus follow us all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, and God's people say, Amen.